What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just the best show today. And we saw, like always, we'll get right into it. Peace of mind. Peace of mind. What do you think about when you hear that? Do you have that? Do you want that? Do you desire that for yourself? When do you actually have peace of mind? When do you really be in peace of mind? When you get off of work, when you wake up in the morning, when you lay your head down on the pillow at night, where do you get your peace of mind from? What is it that takes you to the place where you can have a peace of mind? Where do you get it? How do you get it? How do you keep it? How do you refresh it? It's easier done than said. It all starts with the mindset. We're dealing with the mind every day, all day. How we think, what we do, where we go, the conversations we have, the energy that we let into our lives on a daily basis. You can hear one negative thing to mess up your whole day. If somebody said, oh, I got some bad news to tell you, when are they telling you that bad news? And are you ready to hear it? You don't want to hear no bad news early in the morning. Deal with it when you are fortified. When Les Brown, he said, I don't want to hear anything negative in the morning or, you know, at night. I'm sorry. He said at night, I can't do nothing about it anyway. And why should I go to sleep with that on my mind? 10 times out of 10, you won't be able to go to sleep with bad news. If somebody's not telling it to you when you are ready to receive it, I know everybody's not going to be receiving news that's not pleasant. I get it. But in the sense of having peace of mind, build your mind up into a sense where I'm like, okay, it's strong. If I take one hit of negativity, I know I have the warriors, the wherewithal to just like, okay, I'm gonna get this bad news, I'm gonna hit the reset button, I'm gonna handle it as it comes. Boom, there it is. Do it. When I get off of work, I'm gonna go to my place of peace, and then I'm gonna be able to relax, recharge, energize, and take on the next challenge. Stressful situations. Oh, my job is so stressful. Why would you want a stressful job? I know everything's not going to be peaceful, but if you have any control over it, it's your peace of mind. It's not your coworkers or your boss's peace of mind. It's your peace of mind. And mental health is real. So go to your place of peace. Go to the place where you feel most relaxed in a high stressful situation, and when you get out of it, where's that place? What are you doing? What hobbies or what crafts or what courses or what sounds or what meditation or what trips or things that's going to help you get to a place of peace in your mind? We just broke it down. A place where your mind can be at peace. Where is that place? Don't always say that you running here and there doing this and that and you have no time for your own peace, but in turn, you're giving other people peace. So take it upon yourself. Take it from me. Nobody wants to be stressed, and definitely nobody wants to be stressed out. Stressed out is just the extreme. Like, I'm so stressed out. Don't say stressed out. Just change your verbiage. You say, you know what? I need to take a break because I don't want to be stressed out. I don't want to be stressed. Let me take a break. Let me take a 15-minute reset, then come back. It's your verbiage because it's a mindset. Your mind is being set by you. And then the place of your peace comes from where you're focusing on. Okay, this is an exercise. If you're in a stressful situation, always remember, it's only a situation for that time being. Once you go through it, you get through it, then you can get to your place of peace. I can't wait till I get off so I can go to a peaceful place. Because if you're stressed, what's the next day going to be? It's a continuation. So when you get out of a stressful situation, you want to go right back into it with that same mindset. Mindset is key to getting out of situations that you don't want to be in mentally. Now, I don't know what everybody else do on a daily basis, but, you know, you got to take time for yourself. Even if it's an hour, you know, you got 24 of them, and 8 of them, I guess you're asleep 8 hours. That's not me personally, but just take time out. Take at least 1 to 2 hours if you can, and have time for yourself to do what it is that you love to do that's going to bring you peace and joy. What is it? It's different for every person. It's different for every person. Let me say it again. It's different for every person. Whatever somebody else is doing to be bringing them peace, it's not going to be the same for you because you like different stuff. Yeah, going to happy hours and all that is cool, but is it really peaceful? Go to a place where you can just freely think without no outside noise. Be in a room and don't have the TV, computer, the phone, turn all that to a volume where you can't even hear it. And just listen to your own thoughts for a minute. And then you can be able to get past the things that you supposedly is stressing you out. And then when you realize, well, you know what? You come up with solutions when the room is the quietest. When the room is the quietest, it might be 12 a.m., 1 a.m. You wake up, just be still and be in your place of peace. If you want to listen to some meditation sounds, do it. By all means, nobody needs to be stressed. Nobody needs to be stressed out. Don't be mad, frustrated. It's all emotions. And when we get to that place of peace, that's the reset place. Reset. Hit the reset button. Go to your place of peace. Be at peace. Don't stress about nothing because you're going to get through it just like you got through the rest of the stuff. The next day, it's not promised, but while you're in the present, you have today. You have the present time to get right with your peace. And like I always say, take advantage of the time that you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. I'm G Chef. And please go to your place of peace. And I'll see you on the next one. Y'all have a great one.